Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Push My Story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody or some phenomenon. We thank you for just joining us this morning. Amen. And we are just excited about what the Lord is doing. God is doing great things for his people. This is the year of Jubilee. And we're just excited about what God is doing. At this time, Elder will bring in the message this morning. And we want you to get your notebook and pen, amen, and take notes. If you have any questions, just call us, amen, and we'd be glad to answer your questions. So at this time, we have Elder Livingston bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Good morning to all of you today, listening to the sound of my voice. This is Elder Gerald Livingston. This is Elder Gerald Livingston from Push Outreach Ministries. And today, listen, I will be coming from the 5th chapter of Matthew. And the subject will be the Beatitudes. Now, there are 9 Beatitudes. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. And there are 9 fruits of the Spirit in the Bible. Okay, now, 9 is God's number of completion. Okay, and what God has done in the form of Jesus is one day Jesus went to a mountain and the people assembled to hear what he had to say. And what he had to say were 9 things to the people that are commonly referred to today as the Beatitudes. Okay? Now, the Beatitudes are very important because the Beatitudes have to do with attitudes. And a lot of the attitudes in the world today are contrary to what God would have them to be, and people make their decisions contrary to the word of God. And there's a lot of confusion and chaos in the world and misunderstanding because people either are ignorant of the words that God spoke with regard to how you deal with situations and people, or they have heard what Jesus had to say on the matter, but they refuse to deal with life that way. But anyway, I'm going to go through them. If time allots, I will try to do all 9 of them, but I will start today and go through with them. The first one, he says, now, and it's, if you have your Bibles, it's chapter 5, as I said before, the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, Jesus said this in A.D. 31, okay? Now, this was talked about in A.D. 31, right? So 2 years prior to God being Jesus going to the cross, he spoke these words. It says in the 3rd verse, blessed, happy are the poor in spirit, conscious of moral poverty, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The moral characteristics of the citizens of the kingdom of the heavens. And so it is apparent that the new birth is an absolute necessity for entrance into that kingdom. Reference to that can be found in the 3rd book of John, the 3rd verse. This kingdom is now present spiritually, but not yet physically. Now, when a person gets saved, okay, what essentially happens is heaven comes down to earth into the individual in the form of the Holy Spirit and purges that the human spirit of that individual from their way of thinking and the way that they do things or the way he used to do things in the past, and God has reign over the life and mind of that individual. So they will do things accordingly as God would have them to do it, and not as they would have done it in their carnal nature, which is all the carnal nature is a way of thinking prior to the new birth of surrendering your life to Jesus Christ and being saved. Now that's the first beatitude. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Now, it says in the word of God that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. However, a person who is not saved or surrendered their life to Jesus and has inherited the new birth as a free gift that was given to them by Jesus, they cannot know the kingdom of heaven, nor can they be expected as they go through this world and life to respond to people in such circumstances the way Jesus would respond. They will respond the way their nature tells them to do, their fallen nature, and they will just do things the way that they think they seem right to them. Now, basically, on a whole, really the world as an entire entity, the whole world outside of the kingdom of heaven, doesn't know God. Okay, so they cannot be expected to conform or act or do things the way God would do them or God instructed them to do. Now, the second beatitude in verse 4 says, blessed are they who mourn, grieve because of personal sinfulness, for they shall be comforted. What the Holy Spirit will do for those who properly evaluate their spiritual poverty. Now, we live in a society, and not just a society, we live in a world where man is basically operating on a system of being a moral creature, not an amoral creature. You know, he's supposed to be moral, but he's amoral. He put the indefinite article A in front of the word moral, so you have the word amoral. Once you have that situation, man can do whatever he wants to do, and he can justify it any way he wants to justify it because There's no morality. There's no structure. There's no accountability. Man just does things the way he sees them in his own eyes. Excuse me. And he will just do things apart from God, without giving God consideration, and doing them the way he feels they should be done. Now, the next verse, it says, blessed are the meek, the opposite of the self-righteous, the first two beatitudes, guarantees the meekness, for they shall inherit the earth. Speaks of the coming kingdom age, when the kingdom of heaven will be brought down onto earth, saints will rule with Christ as the supreme Lord. Now, I only touched the surface today of the Beatitudes. I really didn't get into it like I would have wanted to due to time restrictions. However, at a later date, I will start off when I bring up this Beatitudes again, this topic of the Beatitudes, and I will start from the fifth verse of this chapter of the book of Matthew. I hope that you all got something out of my brief dissertation today. May God bless you all richly.